Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In Rio de Janeiro, American athletes are still on a tear. This morning, 42-year-old Kristen Armstrong captured her third consecutive gold medal in the cycling individual time trial. And of course, there was Team USA's incredible performance in the team finals of women's gymnastics yesterday. Here's Needham native Ali Raisman speaking to NBC's Today Show about winning gold.
Well, I mean, it feels pretty heavy, but we're very excited. It doesn't really feel real, but, you know, we worked so hard. I had someone ask me tonight if we slacked off because we were the favorites to win, and it's the exact opposite. Yeah.
Joining us now from Rio is the Boston Globe's Shira Springer. Shira, it's great to have you back.
Good to be back on a rainy day in Rio. I know there are a lot of people out there who might not think it rains here, that it's always sunny and it's all coconuts, but it's not. It's a very rainy, overcast day here.
Well, it may not be sunny in Rio, but it's definitely gold for Team USA. I mean, let's start by talking about the U.S. women's gymnastics team. And you said dominant the last time we had you on the show. I mean, they expressed that dominance last night, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, there was never any doubt. In the modern era, it was a record margin of victory. I believe it was an 8 points over the Russians. So never any doubt that the U.S. team would take home the team title in women's gymnastics. It was really just a question of how large the margin of victory would be, and it was quite large. And I think we can expect continued dominance from Simone Biles and company for the remainder of the games here.
Second largest margin of victory in Olympic history, that 8-point margin over the Russians. And of course, everyone on social media is also leaning, just like Ali Raisman's parents are every time they watch their daughter do amazing things out there in gymnastics. So just a lot of great stories from Team USA there. Let's move to the other big name event this week, and that's swimming. I mean, we could pick any one of the USA Team USA athletes to talk about, but let's start with Katie Ledecky.
Yeah, I mean, what is left to say about Katie Ledecky in some ways, because she, like the U.S. women's gymnastics team, has been incredibly dominant in her events and at these games. Last night, she won her second swimming gold medal of the games, taking the title in the 200-meter freestyle. And now the impressive thing was, for Katie, this is the 200 is a bit of a sprint. She's used to longer distances. And she was fifth after the first 50 meters, and second by the halfway point, and then she surged into the lead and was there for the rest of the way.
Yeah, and turning to Michael Phelps, of course, who we have to just at least make mention of, he won his 20th and 21st gold medals, his second and third at the Rio Games. And I love this fact. At 31, he's the oldest swimmer to win an individual race. I mean, almost seems like there's nothing he can't do.
I was going to say, it's frightening, isn't it? With, you know, 31 is considered ancient in swimming. And, you know, he has looked better, and he has said as much that he is more focused, better prepared mentally and physically for these games than he was in London. And it's clearly showing in the pool. And he also looks like he's having a lot of fun, sort of telling the crowd to kind of come on, let him hear it. I mean, he looks like a guy who's immensely enjoying himself in the pool and really making the most of what he says will be his last Olympics. But you know how these athletes are always saying they're going to retire, and then lo and behold, 4 years later, they can't resist the siren call of the Olympics and they're back.
Well, let's move on now to one of my favorite Olympic sports, and that's fencing, because a couple of Americans will be fencing saber, I believe, today or this week. And you actually got a lesson or a test bout with one of them, Olympian Daryl Homer, right?
Yeah, the number 10 ranked fencer in the world currently. He was number 5 ranked when I took him on. I don't know what that says. I hope I didn't, you know, wreck his confidence or anything like that. But yeah, he was in Cambridge for a tournament recently, and he offered to give me basically a 15-minute primer in fencing and then fight me. And the results are, I'll also say it, absolutely hysterical, because I'm a very, very, very poor fencer. And I will tell you this, I run marathons, but after fencing Daryl for about 30 minutes, I was absolutely drenched in sweat. It was exhausting.
He was very gracious to you, I have to say. it looked like, though, he could have just, like, stuck his arm out and flicked his saber around and had a cup of tea while he was actually fencing you. But
yeah, and you know, in his, well, he doesn't need a defense, but he did say to me that he was going at about half speed and half intensity. I think it was more like 10% speed, 10% intensity. So.
Well, we've got a link, by the way, to this video that we're talking about at our website, radioboston.org. Shira, let's just step away from the joy of the actual athletics for a second, because this morning you were at a press conference where Olympic officials answered questions about the possible shooting at a media bus today. What's going on there?
Yeah, it was just bizarre theater in some respects. Now, I don't go to a lot of these IOC press briefings, but I've been to a number, and this ranks right up there with one of the most bizarre that I've attended. So what happened was, last night, a media bus returned to the media press center with basically what appeared to have its windows shot out, or two windows shot out. They were shattered, and the passengers on the bus said that they had been shattered, the windows had been shattered, that they had been shot at while they were traveling from one venue complex up in the north of the city back to the media press center. And they were adamant that they had heard gunfire, and that was the cause of all of the damage to the bus. Now, this morning, the head of security for the Rio Olympics and the chief Rio organizer, as well as an IOC representative, said that no, there wasn't any gunfire, and that it was rather a couple of rocks thrown at the bus. All the reporters gathered there, including one of the reporters was a woman who had been on the bus when the incident happened, did not buy the line that the officials were putting out at this press conference. And there were some heated exchanges between the media and officials. So this is something to be monitored, because obviously Rio is trying to downplay the security risks of holding the Olympics in what was already a violent city with a lot of violent crime. And now this incident with the media bus is probably, you know, is the latest of several incidents that have happened both to media and to spectators and to some athletes, in fact.
Well, Shira Springer is the Boston Globe's Olympics columnist, and she's our woman on the ground in Rio. Shira, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.